Compass FM, as promised. Barry O'Regan is here. How are you, Barry?
I'm good, thanks, Kate.
Barry is the Compliance and Regulatory Officer at the Hiranui District Council. I said before that he was going to come in and talk about alcohol. In fact, the draft local alcohol policy that has been drafted throughout the Hiranui District at the moment. Can you tell us what is a draft alcohol policy and what's it all about, Barry?
Right. Well, decisions about the way we sell alcohol in New Zealand are made mainly at local level. So the Ministry of Justice administers the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act, and local councils then implement it with input from licensing inspectors to Fatuora and New Zealand Police. And the policy itself is a set of decisions made by local authority and in consultation with the community about how we apply the sale and supply of alcohol in the geographical area. Once the policy is finalised and implemented, then the local body, the District Licensing Committee, and the national body, the Alcohol Regulatory and Licensing Authority, have to consider the local policy when they are making decisions on alcohol licensing applications.
Okay, so the government tell you this is the broad spectrum of what you need to do, and then you're the ones that need to go in and make a plan.
We implement it, and then that has to be taken into account when decisions are made.
Absolutely. So who does it affect? And you're looking for submissions now. So you've got this policy in place, a draft policy.
Yeah.
And so now you're asking the public for what they think on it.
So we encourage everybody who wants to make a submission to do it. So that's Hiranui residents and ratepayers, local iwi, churches, schools, sports clubs, license holders, and just anyone who has an interest in how the sale and supply of alcohol is administered in the region.
You see it in other areas in New Zealand. There's, you know, for example, a liquor shop put up next to a school. There's all hell to pay about that. It becomes in the news. So this is the time when you're asking for feedback so that things like that.
Yeah, so we can get ahead of it.
Yeah. Great, fantastic. Why is a local alcohol authority important for the Hiranui?
Well, alcohol licensing has a major impact on the community, especially in areas as health, well-being, safety, good order and amenity.
Yeah.
And it has major economic implications as well. The policy itself, as I said, it's a set of decisions that enables the communities to influence alcohol licensing decisions and in the neighbourhood, and that's according to the character and in experience of alcohol related harm.
Where can we find out all the information that's in this draft policy?
There's numerous ways for submissions. So they opened on the 30th of August and they close on Friday the 29th at 5 p.m. The preferred way is to go to the website, so hiranui.govt.nz, and then click on the consultations tab, and that'll take you to the local alcohol policy. There is also a QR code. We have hard copies available at service areas such as libraries. You can just email it in, a submission at submission@hiranui.govt.nz, and you can also post it in. It's just the Hiranui District Council, PO Box 13. Please put draft local alcohol policy at the top of it, so it gets to the right people in a quicker manner as well. And so we're just encouraging everybody to get their submissions in.
Absolutely. So if you want to find out all the ins and outs of the draft policy, hiranui.govt.nz is where you go and find the policy, and it's also where you can make your submission as well, as of course via email, post, and you can get your hard copies at the service centre. What else was I going to ask you? That's right, again, when you have to have it done by. So that's Friday week, not
Friday,
tomorrow.
Friday the 29th of September by 5 p.m.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in and telling us about that and making it a little bit more clear, because now is the time, if you have something to say it, yeah? Friday
Thank
week.
You.
Got to get it in. Thanks, Barry, for coming in.
Thank you.
Compass FM.